And coming up, we're going to speak to Brendan Dale about how you retire. What do you need to retire? How much is enough if you're going to retire? This is a big burning question in my mind when I look at how the RAND changes and the economy changes and technical recession and those kinds of things. I mean, I used to think 2 million was a lot of money, and then I woke up. So, I mean, that's quite a thing. So, we're speaking to Brendan Dale about that. And then following that, we will be speaking to someone about the World Ice Swimming Championships. And we'll also be talking about taking care of the elderly. And, that is always an interesting conversation to me because sometimes it's a cultural thing. Do you do it? How do you do it? Why you do it? So those are always interesting things. But right now, I'm going to be speaking with Brendan Dale. Good morning, Brendan.
Yeah, good morning. How are you doing?
Not too bad. And you?
Yeah, well, thanks.
So, Brendan, when it comes to retirement, what is the magic number?
Well,
is there such a thing?
Was that easy? it mainly comes down to how much you spend on a monthly basis. You know, what are your expenses and how much, based on how much you're currently spending and the living style you're currently used to, that's going to determine this magic number of yours. So there are a few sort of rule of thumbs and ways to do it, but there is unfortunately no real exact number because it's absolutely anything could happen in the future, and that's what makes it a bit scary.
So if you won the lotto and you won that 232 million rand, surely that would be enough, right?
Definitely. You would be sorted. I did a very quick calculation earlier on, and you could live off over 600,000 rand a month. I mean, I think that should sort of keep you shopping as your heart desires. So yes, that winning the lotto would certainly do it. Unless, I mean, I guess some people could blow it, but it would be quite a feat to blow that amount.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if you gave me, you know, some time, I could work my way through it.
Yeah, no, I think it's a challenge we would all like to have. I mean, I would certainly be up to it.
You know, this reminds me of an article. Was it an article? Was it a documentary where they'd gone and they'd looked at people who had won the lotto or who had taken some kind of big cash payout, like a pension payout or something. And 2, 3, 4 years later, most of these people had lost all that money.
Mm.
And the one guy, he was really good. He was so sad because I think the way he told his story, you felt quite sympathetic towards him. He said he got this money and it was so much money that the idea that it would run out just didn't occur to him. And so he kept spending it and people would ask him for loans or say, do this for me or give me that or give me this. And he would. And then 3 years later, and I think he'd won the lotto of 5 or 10 million. It was all gone.
It's very sad that it happens a lot, especially with lotto winners, because you literally, on sort of today, you work in a job and you're sort of like barely making it through the month, and then the next day you've got this huge amount of money. And
crazy. What do you do with it? So you're a blogger and you blog at Take Charge of Your Money.
That's it.
So if I'm going to take charge of my money with a view to retirement, then what is your best take charge of your money and Wenzel advice?
I would say work out what your monthly expenses are right now, but exclude debt because you can't retire when you've still got debt. I mean, that would be a very, very difficult situation because you're not earning money when you retired. So you work out how much you're spending right now because this is how life is. You get your annual figure, so you multiply it by 12 to get what it is for the year, and then you multiply that by 25. So if, for example, you're spending about 20,000 rand a month on general expenses, you'd probably need, it's probably a bit over 5 million rand that you would need for retirement.
Okay, so please qualify for me general expenses.
That is everything you need in order to survive. So it's your where you're living, it's what you're eating, it's your transport, and it's pretty much anything you spend. When you retire, you don't...
Brendan, are you a parent?
Stop going out. Sorry?
Sorry, Brendan, are you a parent?
I'm not, no.
Oh, okay, yeah. So you could be spending 20,000 rand a month because you're not a parent.
No, but I mean, it could be whatever you're spending, because you want to do this calculation probably every year as you're getting closer to retirement.
Okay, but then it occurs to me that as a parent, I am spending more than 20,000 rand a month because their children need to be fed, so the house that you're renting is slightly bigger. You know, because you need the more rooms for the kids. Your electricity is a bit more. Everything is a bit more. So it occurs to me, as you're saying, look at what I'm going to need, that I actually should plan on needing less because these brats will hopefully have moved out of the house by then.
So there's actually two calculations you can do. You could take one calculation as in what you spend right now in today with kids, with your spouse, whatever the situation is at the moment. And, you know, if you're in a job where you have to dress really smartly, you're going to be spending money on that.
Thank goodness I'm in radio. No one can see what I'm wearing.
Lucky you. And then you could also do the same calculation, but with less expenses, because you're assuming less expenses. But, you know, when you retire, people think that they're just going to sit at home and do nothing. But you still want to go out, you still want to travel, you still want to go on holiday, you know. So there are still lots of sort of everyday expenses that are going to be the same. And so you can't just say, oh, I'm just going to spend so much less money.
Can I ask, in this calculation, do I take account for inflation?
You don't, but the calculation does. let me explain. If you've got your annual expenses and you've multiplied about 25,
right?
The assumption is that you can withdraw 4% of that money every year, along with inflation. So it would be 4% and maybe another 4% for inflation or 3% for inflation, and then your money would also be growing by a 7%. So it's averages.
Mm-hmm.
But if for example, inflation was 3% and your money was growing at 7%, your money would last forever. If the inflation is 4%, though, your money won't quite last forever, but it will last easily 35 years. And that should see you through. I mean, it would last, I think, probably about 38 years. But you can do the calculations with a spreadsheet and just fiddle. But it's all about the best guess.
Okay. So just in closing, what is your best advice for me to take charge of my money in the face of a rising electricity tariffs? Because my salary is not keeping pace with that electricity tariff, I can tell you that.
You have to use less.
I have to bribe more.
yeah, there's some expenses that you just can't do much about, unfortunately.
Okay, Brendan Dale, blogger at Take Charge of Your Money. Thank you so much for coming on the show this morning and have a lovely Saturday.
Great, Sigil. Same to you.